Matt, football can be a cruel game at times, and that was certainly the case this afternoon against Harrogate Town.
Yeah, very cruel on a hot day. I don't think we had anything going for us. Artificial pitch, the sending off, the penalty, which that's all I can say, and an offside goal to win it for them. I've said before, I don't like speaking about officials, and I'm not going to speak about officials. I think everybody's clearly seen what's gone on today, and will be utterly on the same page as me with that. All I'll say is it's a shame for the lads who have worked tirelessly all through the season, the six games in 12 days with full-time jobs, then the result against Stockport, and to come away with nothing here today, and the fight that they've given against all odds with the decisions that we've been had to put up with, is a shame on them. I said that into them. They're brilliant. They're warriors. They know that. They are such a strong unit, such a strong team. They've been brilliant all season. They were again today, and it was taken out of our hands, unfortunately.
An even first half, and good to get the goal, really.
Great to get the goal. To be fair, I mean, taking nothing away, I'm not going to take anything away from Harrogate. Harrogate, a very good side. Obviously, full time, and got some good players. They play a good way. So credit to Harrogate. They played a good game today, especially first 25 minutes, 30 minutes. They caused us some problems, and we probably scored against the run of play. And then things were taken out of our hands, as I say. And they found it difficult to break us down in the second half. Then a penalty, and then the next goal that was yards offside, I think. So, like I say, it was taken out of our hands cruelly. My boys were brilliant.
It was going to be an uphill battle, but with 10 men, even more so.
Of course it is. On a hot, sweltering day, on an artificial pitch, it's tough. But we fancied ourselves. We were in there. We were saying, this is what we're about. You know, backs against the wall. This is what we are. We do not concede. And when they're given a goal, it's difficult. And there were so many decisions, obnoxious decisions, that were so frustrating. Like I say, I don't want to talk about the referee, and that's all I'm talking about. But listen, it spoilt the game, but... my boys have been brilliant all season, and I'm so proud of them. Harrogate are a good side, and I wish them luck in the final.
Still positives in the second half. We created chances with 10 men.
We did, and we had to play counter-attacking football with 10 men, and it might have been last 5-10 minutes. We had a couple of opportunities to smash and grab, but it wasn't to be. The boys will hold their heads up high. They've been fantastic, not just today, all through the season. The fans were incredible again today. They got behind the lads, and it shows how hard done by they felt as well. They were singing all the way through, and praise the lads at the end, at the final whistle. Obviously, they'll be disappointed, as we all are, but sometimes, you know, it's not meant to be.
That'd be a daft question, but does that epitomise what we're all about? I know we lost, but the endeavour, the spirit, the togetherness, everything, even with backs against the wall.
That's it. I mean, we say it's Otoboa-Rua. You know, it's our team. Our team is first. Our team is first. Our belief, because we've done so well. Our work rate, that shows week in, week out. And our ability. Today, we didn't have that little bit of luck. Or we had things going against us. But we are a fantastic club, a fantastic team. Not just the team, not just the players, not just the staff, but the club itself is fantastic, and we keep on building.
Is that important going forward, do you think, keep on building and trying to progress as best we can?
Well, since I've been here, we've built. On and off the pitch, we've built, and we're getting stronger and stronger. We've got to keep up with the pace of this league, because there's a lot more teams going full-time. There's a lot of money being spent, but we've just got to try and keep up with it. But year on year, we are getting better, and let's hope we get better again next year.
It's going to be tough, isn't it, again, thinking about next campaign, but I'm sure you'll be
here. I'm not thinking about next campaign just yet, Josh. I'll lick my wounds for tonight, and the next day probably I'll kick the cat, and then I'll focus on next season, and right now I'll just have a beer, I think.
Thank you very much for your contribution and your help this season anyway, Matt, and with the lads. We all appreciate it, and we're lucky.
Cheers, Josh. Thank you. Cheers.